Democrats have chosen Milwaukee to host their 2020 national convention. Milwaukee bested two other finalists, which have hosted previous conventions, Miami and Houston. As Mayan Silver reports, local and Wisconsin officials say they're tackling the challenge.
It was high spirits at the Fiserv Forum yesterday as politicians and party officials announced that Milwaukee was chosen to host the 2020 Democratic National Convention. Here's Mayor Tom Barrett.
This city was founded in 1846, this state in 1848. And for the first time in the history of the city and the state, Milwaukee and Wisconsin will be hosting a major political national convention.
The convention is expected to bring in some $200 million in economic impact to the region and more than 50,000 visitors. Barrett says accommodating all those people is going to require people power.
We are looking for 12,000 of our closest personal friends to volunteer at the convention. That is something that is imperative we have.
Milwaukee Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton says of the influx of people.
We have to be able to accommodate that just with traffic and closing street downs and issuing permits for all of the events that will be happening around the area.
He notes a few other ways to address logistical concerns.
Yeah, I think a lot of hotels are talking about increasing their ability to be able to move people around. But as far as our interior arteries are concerned, when we're talking moving people, you know, we've had a lot of conversation about potholes. I think we're going to be paying a whole lot of attention to smoothing those over the course of the next year.
Democratic State Representative David Bowen is first vice chair of Wisconsin's Democratic Party. He says there are a few things to anticipate.
You literally will have blocks of downtown that won't be accessible unless you have credentials. And then every hotel, and I can say every hotel in the vicinity, will be booked.
By the vicinity, he says he means every hotel within 20 minutes of the arena. And will hotels outside of that range be booked as well?
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about the members of the DNC, the delegations of every state. You're talking about so many people that are guests of those delegations and the dignitaries, the folks that have been connected to the party for quite some time, former presidents.
He says when it comes to transportation, Milwaukeeans and visitors can expect special bus routes, like with Summerfest. Mayor Barrett also discussed expansions of the streetcar to the lakefront and Bronzeville in his State of the City address yesterday. When it comes to event security, Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales says local law enforcement has proven to the DNC it's capable of stepping up, including by coordinating with Homeland Security.
There's already been collaboration. What this is important is it really shows how tight-knit the law enforcement community is in the city, county, and state of Wisconsin, along with our federal partners. It's going to incorporate all of us working together to keep this area region safe.
He says MPD has already had training for how to respond to a range of events, but they will have much more.
So we're going to be prepared from the smallest of events to the biggest threats. When you have a large number of people in one location, law enforcement side has to do everything we can to keep the public safe, and we will do that.
With fewer than 500 days until the conference, the city will be addressing everything from hotel space to security to make sure that everything runs smoothly. On a final note, many officials, including Congresswoman Gwen Moore, mentioned that it was an opportunity for the entire country to sample brats.
So we're expecting them to come, and we're going to have plenty of brats, lots of beer, lots of cheese, but more importantly, we're going to have the friendliest folks.
She says it's called Midwestern Hospitality. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.